Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm your host, Petia Kolebova, a passionate coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and have been playing it small due to toxic relationships or childhood trauma they have never healed from in their past, which has caused them to create a life that wasn't true to them or their sole purpose. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them, which is serve other women in a powerful way online. Each week, I will be offering an interview on an idea that will support you to leave behind what it's not serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself and up-leveling your life is now. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on another quick solo episode with Be Strong Minded. I'm really excited about today's episode because it's something that it's really, really dear to my heart. And it's something that not always we talk about openly and out loud. And it's about enhancement versus escape. So let's dive in. You know, when I say escape versus enhancement, in the past, I was struggling with always running away. And it didn't seem like people were saying, oh, you're courageous. You left home when you were 18. You move out and pursue your school and your dreams and traveling the world. Which people didn't see that I was running away. I was running away from physical and mental abuse in my family. I was running away from toxic relationships. And I was thinking that when I change the location, everything will change. And it didn't. And because I didn't like where I was escaping. I was drinking wine. I was overeating. I was overworking out. I was overspending money. And the money that I was overspending, it was not like, yeah, I was buying clothes and eating out. However, I was investing so much money in other people because I was feeling unworthy and undeserving. And I would be buying gifts to my family and to my friends and to my loved ones, to my partners, because I was feeling that that's the only way how they will give me their time, how they will give me their energy and their love. And so I was just always escaping the reality. And the one thing that I really learned is you take yourself with you. No matter where you go, if you don't learn to invest over spending, and I had an episode about it, the difference between spending and investing, before you really invest in yourself, the time, the energy, the money, and really dig deep. Because if there is something in your life that doesn't feel right, most of the time it is not right. Excuse me as I interrupt today's podcast episode, which I hope you're getting a ton of value from. If you're someone who has had somewhat of glass ceiling in your personal and or business life, and you feel lost and unsure why, maybe even frustrated with it, I hear you. Here is the thing that happens when we hit a block in either business or personal life. It's because there is an internal blind spot that we aren't seeing and working through. It's because there is some sort of hidden belief that it's holding us back from leveling up and serving the world in the way we really desire to. It can be embarrassing and hard to step back and want to put in the work to bring our inner battles to surface. We want to keep pushing down the traumatic relationship, the lack of confidence, self-hate, down to the depths of us when nobody can see it. But sister, that's what's keeping you stuck. If you're ready to finally get out of your own way, dig deep, and dissolve those eternal bottles that are keeping you in a lackluster life, then I'm here for you. Head over to my link, calendly.com/bestrongminded, to set up a free 1-on-1 call with me so we can begin getting you into a state of abundance, joy, and closer to all of your desires. No more excuses. You deserve this. I will see you on our call. And now, back to today's show. There is that kind of feeling of overwhelmed when you are growing, when you're expanding, when you're stepping up to next level, which is something that I've been personally experiencing because I'm expanding my one-on-one coaching business and I'm also launching my first event here in Las Vegas. So it's going to be in the spring 2019. I'm super excited about this event for women. However, it's also overwhelming because it's something new. It's something that fills my heart and my soul with so much joy because I know how many women are there that are still living in a life that it's not to their fullest potential and they're feeling they're alone on this journey, that they're misunderstood, they're not deserving, and they're stopping and sabotaging themselves. So I'm really excited about this event and I will be sharing more details soon with you. But now let's go back to the escaping. The escaping is when you are acting from the lack mentality, when you're running away, when you don't want to face what is. So it really doesn't matter what you're doing. It's about why you're doing it. When you are enhancing experience, let's say you're going out with a friend, you go for dinner, you are having a relaxed night and you have a glass of wine or two, or you have a piece of cake, or you are eating out in a restaurant and you are enjoying the dessert, or you are going to the gym and you are training. And it really enhances your experience. It makes your life better. And you don't need to do that, but you choose to do it. That's enhancing your life versus doing the things, buying the things, and running away from things that don't feel good to you just because you don't want to face them. That's escaping. So let me know, where are you still escaping in your life? And what did you turn around? What did you take from escaping to enhancing? For me, it was, for example, emotional binge eating. There was not a second I wouldn't be thinking about food. I felt like food was possessing me because I was thinking about it every day, all day, in all the possible ways. When can I eat? What can I eat? How can I eat? You know, can I have this? How much will I have to train to like over underdo what I was eating? So food was like really, it's hard, but I would say it was really my enemy that I have created it that way. And I also like drinking wine. I couldn't imagine going to the party or event and not drinking. And now I have done it. When I decided, I'm like, okay, 1 month without drinking, 2 months without drinking. Okay, let's do it. And I know there are people who decided to be like a year without drinking, which I really admire. I really feel that it's about why we're doing what we are doing. What is enhancing your life and where are you still escaping? Let me know. Let's connect on Instagram. That's my favorite place to hang out. My Instagram handle is b.strong.minded and share with me there. You can send me a DM or share a screenshot of this episode and let me know where are you enhancing your life and where are you still escaping. I'm super excited to hear from you. I love you and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create the space for the new exciting life that it's on its way. And if this message hit home for you, just screenshot this episode and go to your Instagram stories to share it. To share the screenshot photo on your stories using Instagram app, you will just tap onto the picture on the top of the left of your screen or swipe right from anywhere in the feed. To choose a photo from your iPhone's library or gallery, click the square on the left of your screen. Just make sure to add there the mention, my handle, be.strongminded, or just use the feature to type and type in with the text be.strongminded. When you're ready to share, just tap your stories in the bottom left. I'm so grateful for you, and I love sharing this life thing with you. I would love to send you a virtual hug, and you can do the same for me. To send me a virtual hug, you can just leave me a review on the iTunes. It really means a world to me, and I always get super excited to share the review of the day with others on my feed too. To leave a review for a podcast from your iPhone or iPad, you just launch the Apple Podcast app, tap search bar, and then enter the name Be Strong Minded Podcast. Tap the blue search key at the bottom right, tap the album for the podcast, and tap the reviews tab. Tap the right review at the bottom. I'm so excited to continue growing with you. And for now, I'm sending you the promised virtual hug, so much love and smiles.